Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Yes, indeed. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, it's nice to see you at a... Oh, it's not actually early at all. It's 10:30 a.m. That's pretty chill.
It is pretty chill, but it's good to have you on this morning.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. All right, well, this week we're looking at an Iggy Pop album, actually. We are looking at his second studio album, his solo album from 1977. It's called Lust for Life.
A classic.
And it's turning 40 this year. And so, firstly, I'd just go through a bit of the background of Iggy, the stage of Iggy's career at this stage. So, firstly, the Stooges broke up in 1974 amid band disagreements and also Iggy's quite serious drug problem he had at the time. In fact, he'd been unable to get it under control and even checked himself into rehab during this sort of 1975-76 period. And it actually kind of appeared that this drug problem he had might have actually derailed his career for good. He was out of the limelight for a couple of years there. However, it was during this time that he leant on the support of his friend David Bowie, and Bowie took Iggy kind of under his wing and looked after him. And then in 1976, the two of them relocated to Berlin to get out of the spotlight and sort of try and clean themselves up, kind of thing. And because Bowie also had a massive drug problem at this time. So
everyone ran away to Berlin together.
Together.
Nice art, the art dream, basically.
Yeah, and kind of clean up themselves. And with this move to Berlin, Iggy signed to RCA Records, which then gave him the chance to kind of resurrect his career. So working with Bowie as the producer, he recorded his debut solo album, The Idiot, in Berlin in the first half of 1977. And then following the tour for that album, they immediately set work straight away on the Lust for Life album.
Yeah.
So sort of keep things moving. And of course, Bowie himself at this time was also one album deep into his famous Berlin trilogy with Low, came out in 1977. And he was just about to start work on Heroes as well.
Ooh.
So a very
what a time.
What a time in Berlin. Yeah. So as for this particular album, so it was recorded at the Hansa Studios in Berlin, which actually overlooked the Berlin Wall. And Bowie also actually recorded his albums there too. It was done very quickly, in about 8 days, actually. And apparently Iggy barely slept during the sessions, and that was part of the reason for the pace of the recording. It was basically David Bowie's quick working pace, and Iggy had to keep up because he didn't really have a stronger work ethic.
Some sort of frantic artistic energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pushing them towards a deadline.
A lot of the lyrics on this album were actually written spontaneously in the studio and actually improvised quite often from scratch.
Wow.
Just to kind of get the thing done, kind of thing. The sessions actually also featured two of Bowie's own musicians, guitarist Carlos Alomar and Ricky Gardner. While Bowie himself actually also, aside from producing the record, he contributed backing vocals and keyboards. And you'll actually hear his voice coming through quite strongly on some of the tracks that we play. Sound-wise, I think this album's quite different to the Stooges' own sound,
totally,
which is kind of, like, the Stooges is kind of quite heavy, traditional garage rock kind of stuff. This is kind of more sort of glam rock influenced, I would say.
Yeah, well, I guess if you've got Bowie being a producer and knocking around in the vocals and stuff, it's going to have a bit of a glittery kind of a feel to it.
Very much so, yeah. And kind of more poppy as well in places as well, even though there's kind of still a traditional rock and roll flavour running through this record as well. But David Bowie's influence is massive through this record, yeah. So I thought we'd start with the opening track and the title track to the album,
nice.
Lust for Life. And this was the second single released from the album, and it's one of Iggy's most well-known tracks, and it's quite iconic with its sort of opening drum beat and riff. And he actually still plays this live when he's on tour as well. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. So he clearly still loves it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Lust for Life by Iggy Pop.
We'll be right back.
Lust for Life, of course, by Iggy Pop.
Very kind of up-tempo rock and roll kind of dancey feel, I guess.
Yeah, we were both definitely having a bit of a boogie there. That's a very infectious drum.
It is, drum beat, yeah. And copied by a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess most notably, probably Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Of course, that's right.
Yeah. So that was the first single taken from the album. The next track we're going to listen to is called Tonight. And this one's actually co-written by Bowie. And I might just add that a lot of the tracks on this album, in fact, most of them were actually co-written affair.
Right.
A collaboration between Bowie and Iggy. And on this track, you'll be able to hear actually quite notably Bowie's influence all through this track from the beginning with the opening vocals. And in fact, he actually covered this song on his 1984 album Tonight as well. So this, very kind of Bowie-esque track, I would say. And this has a more of a poppy feel to it, I guess. Yeah.
That would be some Bowie influence in it there. So this is Tonight by Iggy Pop. And thank you for all the people texting in. It's very nice to hear what you're thinking about Iggy Pop. And if you want to text in, 5395 is what you can do.
Yeah, please do.
So Tonight by Iggy Pop from Lust for Life.
Yeah.
tonight. Oh, that's
abrupt ending.
Very abrupt ending.
Yeah.
Tonight by Iggy Pop.
So yeah, very kind of crooner-like, I guess. It sounds to me like he's channeling David Bowie a bit there.
Yeah, I never realised how much influence Bowie had on this album, but now that I'm listening to it, I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
There's so much Bowie
right
in
through
this.
It, and it makes sense, I guess, that he covered it later on, because it just sounds like such a Bowie tune.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next track we're going to listen to is another kind of Bowie-esque track. It's called Success, and this one is kind of more a glam anthem, I guess. It's quite similar to a lot of Bowie's sort of early 70s sort of Ziggy Stardust type stuff. Quite glammy, quite rousing, I guess, and lots of screeching guitars. And yeah, this was the first single released off the album as well.
Cool, okay. This is Success by Iggy Pop.
Here comes success.
hope you're clapping.
Yeah, we're definitely having a dance along. This is a great album. I forgot how awesome it is. We've had some nice texts as well. Someone texted in to say, Bowie apparently covered Tonight and China Girl, which we were talking about is from the album before Lust for Life, on his later albums to help Iggy out financially in the 80s, even though Bowie co-wrote them anyway. So thank you for that text. That's an interesting...
Yeah, so China Girl was on the Idiot, the album before this, and then, of course, Bowie... had quite a big hit with it on Let's Dance in 1983, and then of course Tonight was in 1984. So yeah, interesting that he was doing it as a favour for Iggy to kind of help him.
Yeah, yeah. And other great collaborations around these songs. Apparently Tonight on Bowie's album features Tina Turner. So thank you for that text as well.
Nice.
So we're going to come back with a few more Iggy Pop tracks and a bit more about Lust for Life just after this.
Jesus, Sophie! What have you done to the kitchen?
I'm grinding these potatoes so I can dip them in something inspired.
You do know Burger Fuel have tiny ash browns with Marmite aioli now, yeah?
What?
Yeah, and they're properly good. Yeah, smash browns.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Burger Fuel smash browns. Perfect bite-sized golden morsels served with their unique Marmite aioli. A perfect gourmet side to warm your food-orientated soul and give you warm, fuzzy feelings in this cold, cold time.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever macadamia nut beard oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Lit AF. Have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
No, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these beard nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again. We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah. Sorry, boss. Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
Dude, why are we inside this hollow tree in Albert Park?
It's the only venue I could afford. Don't go. I'm about to start my show.
I'm the only other person here.
It's a very special show.
Stuck for a non-shitty venue? Thank the theatre gods for the Vic in Devonport. Hire their lovely bar for drinks or intimate live performances, or screen a film or take to the stage in the beautiful 180-seat Victoria Theatre. Whatever your venue hire needs, the Vic Devonport's got you covered. See thevic.co.nz.
Late at the Museum is back for a 10th season of Curated Evenings. Join moderator Noelle McCarthy for Late, Home Sweet Home, A Question of Immigration, an evening exploring the experience and effects of migration in New Zealand. With an eclectic panel and performances from Friday Night Bites, Late is entertaining, informative, and bent on challenging mainstream discourse. Late at the Museum, Home Sweet Home, A Question of Immigration, Wednesday, August 9th. Book your tickets now at aucklandmuseum.com.
Hey, can you play the new Iris Cyrus song?
We just played this.
Oh. Can you play the other one?
Yeah, why not?
Here at BFM, we believe that variety is bad, and some albums are so good they deserve a proper airing. So that's what we're gonna do. Every Saturday during Totally Wired, NZ On Air Music presents Long Player, spinning a recently released local album in full, with interviews and anecdotes from the artists themselves. NZ On Air Music presents Long Player, every Saturday from 1 as part of Totally Wired.
We are doing anniversary albums at the moment. Sam is here and we're talking about Iggy Pop's Lust for Life.
We are indeed, and we're going to play one of the longer tracks on the album now. It's called Fall in Love With Me, and this is the closing track on the record. And we've had a few up-tempo tracks. We're going to take things down a notch here, slow things down. This is a very kind of glam, kind of very sexualized track, this one. And it's kind of classic Iggy. He kind of lets himself go in this track, and Yeah, it's a good track.
Cool, Fall in Love With Me.
We'll be right back.
This is Fall in Love with Me by Iggy Pop. We're just fading that down a little bit early so that we can get to the news on time.
True, true. Very important.
But not before that, we've got one final and very classic track.
Do. So just before that, I'll just talk a bit about how this album was received and kind of its wider legacy. So the album came out. It was reasonably successful. I mean, it went top 30 in the UK. It also went gold in the UK. And it's actually one of his top two most commercially successful albums in his solo career, along with the album he released last year, Post-Pop Depression. Reviews at the time were mixed. Most critics liked the record and saw it continuing on from the success of The Idiot earlier in the year, although some thought he was being too musically cautious and unchallenging. I'm not sure what they were expecting. I mean, he was trying to resurrect his career at this stage, and he was coming out of a drug problem, so it was hardly going to be a revolutionary kind of type album. But I think he did a really good job.
I mean, you said he churned it out in 8 days. Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Exactly, yeah. And it was his second album in the year, so, you know, he was working hard. In terms of its sort of wider legacy, it's definitely now considered one of his best solo albums, if not his best. I mean, fans and critics alike always see the two albums he did with David Bowie as definitely sort of one of the high points of his solo career.
Everybody loves a good collaboration.
They do,
between
yep.
heroes, I reckon. Nice. Someone texted him before saying, we were talking about Tina Turner and Bowie as well as Iggy Pop, and someone texted in, only Iggy left now, sad, crying emoji face.
I know.
I mean, there's some more cool people out there, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's one of those sort of cult figures, I guess.
Of an era.
And he's done extremely well to kind of survive.
Yeah.
And have an amazingly preserved body.
It's like the Keith Richards effect. Maybe he's just sort of...
Just take more drugs, kids. No,
no, definitely don't do that. We do not condone that.
No, we don't. So he'd continue after this release to have a solo career on and off for the next 40 years. He'd also reunite with the Stooges in 2003. And... there have been suggestions, actually, that Post-Pop Depression from last year could be his last album.
Ooh.
It remains to be seen whether this is actually the case. He's still touring at the moment. You can catch him around various festivals and what have you. But he is getting on. He's 70 now, and he's lived a wild life, that is for sure.
That is for sure. And a cool thing is he tweeted the other day about Phaser Days' album.
He did, yeah.
So that's
Big
pretty
fan.
Cute.
That was cool, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, really cool. So
good old Iggy.
on that note, let's finish with one of his perhaps best known tracks. It's a classic track. It's The Passenger, of course. It was initially released as a single and was also a B-side as well, but quickly became one of his better known songs, and it's a classic track.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sam. We're
going to
leave anniversary albums on this classic.
Shine so bright. stars made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how it rides. Oh, the passenger, does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride. Glass. He looks through his window inside. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city sleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.